Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, and thank you, everybody. Glad to have you with us. We are here for the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I'm joined by he's my co-host. Jimbo Baggins is here, and you are. So glad to have you with us, and welcome. So we have our Facebook watchers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page tuning in as we stream live. So don't hesitate to join them if you'd like to, you know, watch us in action. And we have you blog talkers who are joining us. And I see some of you are already lining up to be on the air with us with your question for a reading. So please, you know, get in line. The sooner you do, the better chance you actually have of getting a reading.
True that.
So I want to remind everybody, we're only using ordinary playing cards. I'm holding them up right now for our Facebook crew who's out there, so they will see. So it's not to be confused with tarot, oracle cards, any other system that is out there. And there are many wonderful ones. This is the only one, though, that I have focused on and studied exclusively. When my grandmother taught this method to me, she passed away 2 years later. She had handed down to me the principles and the fundamentals of personal prophecy, which I took, and spent from them that time, which was early 80s, until my book was published in 2008 by Old Books in London, England. I took all that time to really lay the book down in an order in which you could learn from it. So I would tell you it's written in everyday language. There's no $50 words. It's a very good beginning book to learn this method until my academy opens. Well, it's actually more of a university, right, Jim?
Yeah, you know, tomato, tomato.
It's true. It's called PPU, Personal Prophecy University. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to hand it over to Jimbo now.
All right. I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
That is our opening show disclaimer. It's if you're new, take everything with a grain of salt because the future changes whenever it feels like changing. So you can't get a, you know, it may not change. You could get a reading that might come true, but
what he's trying to tell you is that the future is very fluid.
You can't predict
and
it.
Your life is impacted by the choices that other people make in their lives. So it's reasonable to get a frequent reading with this method because there are so many fluctuations.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of things out there that can change between the time you got this reading and the time you start executing things like, oh, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and quit my job. Well, that might not be a good call. All right.
Probably not.
Hey, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out. And from what I see, we got Laura from Canada.
Yay, Laura.
And we got Shanae from the UK, I believe.
Yay, Shanae.
She was here yesterday or the day before. Very
yay, 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 yay.
Yep. There is the Personal Prophecy University is giving me one of those self-based things. Not going to sit in the classroom and fall asleep.
But I will be coming on live where we will have question and answer periods. I'll be there in the flesh for you.
And she plans on having an 800 number you can use for a private tutorial if you have some kind of things going on.
Yeah, like tutoring.
it's like tutoring, so it's not going to be free. Don't get it wrong. I mean, you know, tutoring isn't free either. You know, out there,
please don't think it's what they call a bird course, you know, where you just kind of fly right through it. I break it down to, like, starting with, say, kindergarten, and then we start moving through the, you know, the various
grades. Some people think, well, I paid my fee. I just got to show up, and I want to.
They think I'm going to read the cards for them.
Or I'll just know how to do it because it's easy, and then I don't have to put the work in. And either way, I'm going to get graduated even if I suck.
I tell you what, though, it's a great study in just about yourself. I mean, these cards have told me things that didn't always go down easily. For instance, that I tend to be my own worst enemy. And those that know me well, I'm sure can agree with that.
I just heard that song today.
What?
It's like a 2000 song, My Own Worst Enemy.
I didn't know there was one.
I was putting it on the radio, but she tunes out when it's not really her type of music.
Oh, okay.
That kind of song.
So anyway, we'll talk more about that as it really gets going. Okay.
All right. I had to yell to wake the whole world up.
Yes.
Because I didn't finish. I'm still rocking and rolling here. I actually caused the derailment of the train, so I'm not going to complain. I did. Let's see. Let's get back on track. It's primarily a call-in show, which means there's a phone number, and it is 515-602-9676. Folks that are on Facebook Live, I kind of every so often publish that number out there, so in case some people come and go, they're wondering, hey, what do I do? You can call or Skype in, and we have Skypers. We had them yesterday, and we have them today. When you call and Skype in, you're going to hear some messages that you're going on hold, and that you can listen to the show. And when you hear the show, everything is operating perfectly, as it should. So you'll be in a queue. We will visibly see your phone number on a list. We are tracking who was first and who was last, so we take them in order. One thing we ask, if you can do it safely and legally, we ask you to do the following. When we go live with you, please get rid of that speakerphone and Bluetooth, which I would be. Everybody's on typically because being on hold sucks. Even if you're listening to the radio show, it helps. It's better than that Muzak crap. Get rid of that speakerphone. Get rid of the Bluetooth. Shut off all the stuff that you probably, if you had any shows or radio stuff on that were keeping you from being bored. Stop the multitasking because you're trying to accomplish stuff while you're on hold. Just chill. Find a good chill spot. Relax. Sit. Make the cell phone experience the best transmission you can give us. Because your call is going not just to a buddy or neighbor or even a relative in another state on a cell phone. It's going to Blog Talk Radio. It's going to the internet. Comes out our computer. Comes out our computer speaker. So there is a loss of quality. And it can make our back and forth communications rather bad if you can't. But we get people that are in cars. We understand. You know, if you put it to your ear, you could get in a wreck. You could get a ticket because you're not supposed to. So just if you can, make it the best experience you can. Very rarely, a couple times a year, we get somebody that's got such a bad background thing going on. We just can't even do the call.
Excuse me.
So that's the worst case scenario. Typically, it's our international folks, but not always. Anybody that cannot call in, we will try to at least once, even if we have a long call, we'll try to at least once give a quick 30-second window for somebody to Facebook Messenger us, because we understand you're not cell-phoning from another continent unless you're filthy rich. But you have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Yes, we say that, urging you, please don't call where you're going to get a roaming charge. I once called Dubai for 2 minutes, 2 minutes. And the bill was $205. We don't want you to do that.
Yeah, our folks are pretty savvy. I think they won't even consider that unless they won some kind of lottery in their country.
No, there are various VOIP, what would you call that?
It's internet phone. It's international internet. Magic Jack was like the first one on the market. They're still, sometimes the first ones aren't around anymore, but I guess it is still around.
Yeah, they're still around. It's like $20, $25. And once you plug it in, you can call anywhere in the world.
And they probably have different plans too.
Yeah.
If you just want to use it for like maybe 30 minutes a month or something, they probably have stuff going on. But anyway, yes, and when we do open the floor for Messenger, that's the only time you can Messenger us. Don't just do it thinking it's not like this phone system where it's cool. You call in early and get on a hold list. We don't have that with Facebook.
Right.
It would be cool, but we ain't got it. So what will happen is, well, if you call and we're not ready for you, we've got to instantly hang up because there is no way to put you on hold or put you in a queue or anything like that. So remember, moral of the story is when we actually say so, Messenger Deborah Lee, and that's about it. And it's going to be a short window because we got a lot of callers. And, what happened?
Wow. Delayed.
It was a wee bit delayed.
The harp took a moment to think about it.
No, it's not delayed anymore. The harp's warmed up now.
Yeah.
That sound is a transition sound to the angels, the healing angels in this case. Transition means thy reading with Deborah is toast. It's over. Fini. That wonderful harp sound doesn't mean, oh, that means I get to ask another couple quick questions. Oh, no. That ship is long sailed. We have to move on. We have other people that want their free reading in their time. So I will give you a quick, and you can see this, the Facebook folks can see it's very small. It's a healing angel card reading. It's not the same as the angel cards. You'll see some of this. Sometimes you won't see any angel's name pop up, and sometimes you will. They're kind of cool. We like it. And a lot of times it's about healing.
Yes.
Hence the healing angel card reading. Huh? See where I went there? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right. We're going to go to our first caller because callers we have 630. I believe 630 is in the state of Illinois, right? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, it's Dion. I don't live in Illinois anymore.
Oh, okay.
We automatically are going to go by the area code we see. That's what I got.
Cool. It's like,
I know, I'm just letting everybody know.
It's like you can take the girl out of Chicago, but you can't take Chicago out of the girl. But hey, I just ordered your book off of Amazon.
Well, thank you very much.
Cool.
And I ordered it off of Amazon because I too sell my books on Amazon, and I like to support Amazon in that way because I just do. And then I know you have a lot of callers, so I'm just trying to get everything out real quick. So you, a couple of days ago, you told me to be like John Mayer and sleep with my book. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
So I had put my book under my pillow.
And?
And then I legit, like for 3 days straight, it's been idea after idea after idea after I'm like, damn, Deborah knew. Like, all I had to do was, like, make love to my book. Not like that, but, like, I just put it under my pillow and, like, slept with it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, now I'm glad that you called to give testimony on that because any other time I've mentioned it, people think I'm off my peg.
Well, I mean, that's cool. I think a lot of people do it for different reasons. A lot of people put a pen and paper under their pillow because they have these wild, crazy things in their middle-of-the-night dreams. And sometimes you know how it is. You have to wake up and write it down right away because you'll forget it the next morning.
You will.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's cool. It's nice. And you know what? You can look at this from different angles. The book is really close to her brain.
Yeah.
And, you know, her brain activity, you know, people, when you sleep, your brain activity actually is going up, doing a lot more than you think it's doing.
And so, your spirit is busy.
And your creativity is now not being held back by anything while you're asleep. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, being first. So you could share that. Yes, it's true. John Mayer, the musician and singer, had said in an interview, I believe it was with Contact Music, he said when he first started out, he felt that his guitar, if he slept with it, would teach him, like through osmosis, while he was sleeping, to become a better guitar player.
I think a lot of musicians actually...
Yeah,
I
would...
I think that's not the first I've heard of that. But anyway, all right, what would you like to know or talk about?
Tell us what we're looking at.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so
now I'm like getting, okay. So anyway, well, I got a job offer, but it's locally, and I'm not planning on staying here. It's not ideal, but it's not ideal. Might be good for just temporary work. What do you think?
Okay.
Well, that's cool. So like you said, you don't want to be permanent. But it might be a temporary thing. Might be good for that, and you want the cards to look at that. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it came my way, and some of the best things just come your way. So
that's right.
Yeah.
You do.
I am looking for work.
when good things come your way, sometimes you got to like, well, I should not be so fast to dismiss this.
To others that are not aware, I use a 24-card layout, which I teach in my book, by the way, which is also what I use in my private sessions with others. Excuse me. I prefer it over just a random card draw. And I've seen it on TikTok and other platforms
really?
Where people just, you know, they just peel off like, and then they just give a quick answer. That's just not my style. And personal prophecy is a little bit more dimensional than that.
Yeah, and for the folks,
yeah.
Go ahead. You go ahead. It's your call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when I buy it on Amazon, then I can leave a review for you under verified purchase. And I'm looking to support you, not learn your craft, but I might do that too. But I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at it as a way of, like, if I'm calling you all the time, like, I want to be able to give back, and I'm going to leave an awesome review, like, the day that I get the book.
That is brilliant of you, and I'm glad you shared that.
Sure, and, you know, just because you get the book, it doesn't mean, like, we expect you to automatically want to learn the craft and become a master.
It will also tell you a lot about the background, and there's the, what would you call them, case histories?
Yeah, a lot of it's just interesting read. All right, go ahead, Deb.
But I want to tell you, oh, gosh, I think I just forgot. Yeah.
It's all my fault. It always is. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot. All right. Thank you very much. That's wonderful of you.
Wunderbar.
And I am not a very good businesswoman. So I have a doctor like that too. She just says, oh, pay me $25. And I'm like, don't you have to take a full copay? And she'll say, I'm just not a very good businesswoman.
Eventually, she's probably going to hire a manager and that will change. But she's new. Not new to the profession, new to her office. Go ahead, Deb.
All right. For you, what was the question again? Oh, about the job.
About the job. Is it coming? She wants to relocate, but it might be a good temporary thing. What do you think?
I'm looking.
She's scanning the cards as we sit here in silence. It must be not be real clear then, right?
It's not. It's like...
And you know what, people? Sometimes it isn't.
It's kind of a meh job, isn't it? I mean, it's...
Is it like a coin toss?
It is. But, you know, I'm walking the spiritual journey, and I have to keep my ego in check, and it's like... Yeah, I know that's a job like anybody could do, but I'm not going to disrespect God and be like, no, I'm too good for that. So that's why I just call you and ask you. And so your experience, so I just wanted to support you and buy your book because I think you're awesome. But, okay, I'll call you when I get the next job opportunity, and that'll probably be a better one.
Stand by. I don't think she's quite done.
And you're making me really blush.
Stand by. She's still evaluating your card.
Yeah,
so
what I would say is take it. It's going to be, in its own way, a challenge for you. It's only going to make you more determined to make that cross-country trek.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, it maybe, like she said, take it, challenge. Maybe you're going to get something out of it after you relocate and be like, huh, you know, that was kind of, I learned something from that.
What she'll get also is satisfaction that she was able to leave that job.
Well, yeah, and that she took it. Yeah. Somebody, like she said, like the God, that somebody gave her an opportunity and she shouldn't poo-poo it because maybe it won't come again.
Well, right, and you
if
don't.
You believe in that,
I
right?
like your, the way that you spiritually look at things.
Sure.
You know, regarding the higher power and all.
Yeah.
You and I are pretty much on the same wavelength with that.
Yeah, it's like somebody gives you a gift. You should be gracious is basically, it's like that type of thing.
Well, and I do think we get tested a lot spiritually.
Even if it's like, oh, it's not exactly what I wanted. I got this gift and I should be appreciative and then I'll move on when the time comes.
Right, because you don't want to go where it's feast like now or famine, you know, where it's as if God would say, well, you turned down that thing I offered you, so let's make it a little bit of famine-ish, if that's even a word.
I know what you meant. I mean, in other words, like, oh, I gave you some kind of opportunity that you did not quickly like, so maybe I'll make the next one wait a lot longer.
Yeah. So
I like her attitude. You're right.
I do.
I do, too. I agree with her.
There we go.
Stand by for your healing angel card reading, quite different than the other angel cards. Mm-hmm. Subject is positive outcome. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope. So she'll have to think about
it. Yeah.
But what really hurt me?
Like
I like it too.
Thank you. I like that for me, even though yeah, that's very positive.
And you don't think about it. In our lives, some of the best things, the best strides we're ever going to make, the best blessings are going to come from a lot of hard work, effort, you know, striving. As we all know, it doesn't come easy.
They typically, you know, to 99.99 of infinite 9% of the people, nothing just falls in your lap that's awesome, that's going to take care
unless
of
you're a Kardashian or something like
but
that.
But even they probably had to work at a certain point.
And I don't know why, but I feel innately jealous of those people. And I have to kind of stay away from that family because they make it look so easy to be these multi-millionaire, billionaire,
yeah, but there's a million,
trillionaire.
There's a billion shows on TV like that now. All those reality TV shows, like lack of reality TV shows that are out there.
Yeah, but what kills me is they don't do anything to help their fellow man. They just build more mansions and,
well, the show,
you know,
the show's about whatever the public likes to keep watching. That's what it is. Yeah. If they showed them doing things and stuff, nobody would watch.
Yes, hon.
Go ahead.
Every guy that they're with, it's like it's a curse for the guys. Like Robert Kardashian died after saving OJ. And like him, she goes through guys like water. Kylie's guy is being sued like you can't believe. I mean, yeah, they got a lot of money, but they can't keep a man. And like even Caitlyn Jenner turned on him too. So I mean, no thanks.
Yeah,
you can keep that money.
So it's not
I'll keep my sanity.
You're kind of saying that they are spoiled brats.
Yeah, I mean somebody can look in break out a calculator and look at exactly how much they're worth. But sometimes just living a good, clean, sane life is priceless.
Well, what a good point. But every time I see Kim Kardashian's ass, it makes me want to cringe and cry.
Because it keeps getting bigger and bigger?
Yeah, I wonder how they do that.
Big Macs and Dairy Queen? I don't know.
Anyway, thank you.
All right, thank you for being caller number one.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks. Namaste. Good night.
Yep. Okay, take care.
Good night to you.
We love you. Take care.
All right. We're rocking and rolling, and I don't even have to do any legwork on this because our next caller is all ones. It's a Skyper.
From heaven.
So we do not know where it's from.
Who's calling us, please?
Welcome, Skype.
Hello?
Hello hi. There. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Hello, Doctor. It's Melissa,
nice.
Colorado.
Yep. I knew it was when I saw the ones.
She saw it.
I don't know. I said, Jimbo, that is going to be Melissa. And here she is. Hi, honey. How are you doing?
Yeah. Not so long.
Yes. I know your reading yesterday wasn't so hot.
Sometimes they're clouded and not directional. Maybe she wants... What would you like to know? You want to further elaborate on yesterday or you got a new subject?
Well, whatever the lady, she's professional, can suggest to me on the reading of yesterday.
Let Deborah just flip the cards out and see what she sees.
Pretty good and right on.
Yep.
I like to show.
Okay, I need to ask
quite a
you.
Bit of,
do you hear from that long distance man every day?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's pretty good. That means there's some consistency there.
Well. Okay, how do you hear from them? Email, text?
Both, talk, text.
Okay, well, so you actually talk, phone
on
talk?
The phone.
Oh, that's good then,
yeah.
Because if it's purely electronic, type on a keyboard, then I get a little like, meh. But okay, that's cool. That's a good sign that when you're actually voice talking, that's a good sign.
And sometimes several times a day.
No doubt. That's even a better sign. I mean, a lot of times, the ones that aren't really sincere or less sincere don't spend a lot of time with the voice.
Yeah. Oh, don't I know it.
Right. Or anybody out there. I mean, this is the world we live in nowadays.
That's when you've got to watch the way that they are spelling and the grammar they're using.
Yeah, when it's just text only, email only, or whatever, and then you gotta watch that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Somebody tells you they're a brain surgeon or, I don't know, IT specialist, but they can't spell
Yeah,
you know.
Right, or their grammar is weird. But if you talk to them, especially if you talk to them often, voice-wise, that's more comforting. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Okay, here it is, Melissa. This is why yesterday your reading seemed kind of on the...
In the fog. It was a little cloudy.
It really was. Now I see what's happening. This is important information for you on the intuitive level.
That's very important.
He is, yes, going to come to you, but... He is going to come to you as more of a friend. And friendship is a, it doesn't come out that often in readings because it just says in life, friends are hard to come by. But this says to me that he's coming for friends with benefits as well, if you're acquainted with that.
Oh,
so he's changing.
I understand.
Yeah.
Indeed.
He is changing. His feelings are
They're evolving, are they? They're not settled yet. They're evolving. They're in, his feelings are in motion right now. They haven't settled on anything yet.
Well, it used to be very, like, love bombing. Melissa, do you know what that is, where they come at you?
Yes.
Okay, well,
soulmate, love you forever. We got to be together forever. No, it's not.
He was love bombing you for the longest time. Now he wants to turn it into friendship.
Bronco.
So this is where you take that insight. And you don't allow yourself to get hurt, but with higher expectations. And it also means you don't have to drop your panties.
No, I mean, you know, and there's nothing wrong with friendships, but those friendships should have boundaries. Okay, if we're going to be friends, then we're going to be friends. It doesn't mean we're going to be doing bedroom Olympics then if we're going to be friends.
That's true, unless that's okay with you.
But yeah. I'm just saying you don't have, you should not feel obligated, but, you know, anyway.
So I really think something is going on with the woman he shares his business with. And she has given him some sort of ultimatum. Now remember, the information he shares with you is on a need-to-know basis. And Jim knows what that is. You can only get told what you need to know.
MTK.
Yeah, and I feel that there are other aspects to his relationship with his business partner that he doesn't care to share. So personally, from looking at your cards, I think you can do better than sitting around waiting for somebody who may or may not ever come.
Regardless of the constant daily communications, it still doesn't mean that that is on the path to...
His intentions have changed.
Yeah.
Toward you, and I believe it's because of her.
And occasionally, sometimes somebody that's really, really like a good cat burglar even hides a little bit from the cards. Sometimes you found out they come out later.
Well, that's true.
The really super good ones, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So, right, I really think that she has things that she holds over his head as threats, and it may turn out that he doesn't own as much of that business as he claims.
Sure, you only know what you've been told.
Yeah.
And that goes for all of us, too. You're not alone. You only know what the other person tells you.
Yeah, so
unless you hire private detectives or
just
whatever.
Just be cautious with him.
There's nothing wrong with being cautious on anything we do in life going forward. So we just sometimes don't want to do that.
He might be throwing that L word of love around like some kind of basketball with you.
Like they do on Jerry Springer.
And I would really, really hate to see your heart get broken because you have such a really good heart.
And you need to protect your heart.
Yeah, you really.
Nobody else might be looking out for it. All right, stand by, my dear, for your healing angel card reading. Her subject is an actual archangel.
Okay, great.
Archangel Uriel is the actual subject of her healing card angel reading. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world, like the archangel's world, I'm speaking to them. This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind unite in harmonious balance. So there's like, basically sounds like there's a lot of turmoil and things that are not set in place right now. But
and,
the archangels are working on
him.
It. They're working on it.
But I'm feeling that this man is not going to turn out to be your knight in shining armor as he has
they're
promised.
They're trying to say, I think, yes.
Yeah, I agree. So Melissa.
So in the future, because he has a business, do you see like, I didn't ask him. He is breaking that away from him, but later on, I didn't ask him. But it sounds like he's making a decision.
Well, remember, what he says and what he does can be two entirely different things.
It is. And the problem is some people, and I'm not going to say just men because women do it too in the beginning of these relationships, they start, it's almost like fishing.
Oh.
So they put the bait out there and they work and they get you reeled in and all of a sudden you start believing more of what they say when you should not. But that,
I
but
think
you should come back and keep working on it.
I think this, of course, after we have a face-to-face meeting, which is that's coming up. That's when he makes a decision because we have to first see each other.
When is
like,
your face-to-face meeting? What date is that?
Is that him coming to you?
Yeah.
I think next year, or I think next year.
Well, it's next year, okay. And you haven't had ironed out the details who's going where, or are you both going to meet in the middle?
No, I think he's coming over here. I think he asked me to go over there, but I'm not going to, I don't know if I'm going over there because what do you see in that? I know it's a meeting, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think he's coming.
Well, hon, call in again,
yeah.
And we'll look at this some more.
Sure, we have
just remember, the clock is ticking here. You're waiting on a man that I remember a year ago we were looking at.
Zipping
him.
Along.
I believe so.
You might want to pull back and do a reevaluation, but that's just us. We're not in your life. You don't know the details. But we will be on tomorrow night. Everybody else can hear this. But it's news for the soul.
Yeah, we'll be on News
Talk.
For the Soul, but call us there.
Yeah, if you want to find us, when you go to Blog Talk Radio on the website, just look for News for the Soul.
If you saw the list we've got right now tonight, we've already gone over what we should have.
Yeah, we are naughty.
Yeah, so
we're
we
naughty.
Have to tend to the others.
But thank you for holding, because she was holding a long time. Just call number
thank
two.
Thank you.
Yeah, call us back again. You know we're doing several shows a week.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care now, Melissa. Hugs to you.
Those are very important questions where she's going.
And I've got to
tell you. Very important.
Yes, a lot of times the cards seem to be full of rainbows and unicorns and, you know, and just everything is beautiful. But there's also on the flip side, because the universe, you know, seeks a balance in all things. And the flip side is there will be information psychically coming through that isn't going to make people happy. My own cards, a lot of times I'm angry with them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She's not lying about that. Oh, she's
so,
telling you the truth.
But you're getting the reality. And wouldn't you rather know that rather than, you know, hang your heart out there on your sleeve, wait for somebody who isn't going to come?
Yes.
You know, the internet is full of shysters.
Obviously, if you're laying in your bed and you're sleeping and you're having sweet dreams, you want everything to be coated with sugar and the unicorns and rainbows. But in the reality of life, if there's a shitstorm coming, you want to know about it so you can prepare for it.
Yeah, and I remembered what I was going
to
say.
Go ahead.
As I found over all these years, relationships are either thriving or they're dying. They never just sit in a stagnancy, you know, no energy propelling them forward. So it's thriving.
Mm.
You know, a relationship is kind of like a plant. You've got to tend that thing. Both partners. One person can't do all the work. Shouldn't be doing all the watering and, you know, the fertilizing and clipping off the dead heads. The other person's got to help too. And if you just ignore that plant/relationship, what's going to happen? It's going to wither up and die.
Yep. And a good relationship takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. But if it's going well, you won't really notice that it's a lot of work.
No, people often say, oh, well, it's got to be 50-50. I don't think so. I think it's got to be 100-100.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, everybody should be trying to be 100-100. In the perfect world, when you do that, it will be 50-50. But you have to try to, like, I want to do better. When the other person says, I want to do better, that's perfect then.
And there is going to be a lot of, you know, petty animosity that grows.
Or whatever. It's life.
Like,
it's
you're
life.
Sitting at the breakfast table together and you're thinking, I cannot stand the way that man slurps his coffee.
Or whatever.
I could choke him. And he might be thinking, ooh, watching her as she's like putting ketchup on her eggs.
Yep, I'm trying to go to work and I got to kick all these bras and panties out of the way. Or all I want to do is shave, but all her freaking face shits all over the sink. What do I do?
So you have to keep communicating.
Well, then you have to, when you get pissed off, you got to think, okay, these things piss me off, but look what they are. They're nothing. They're not serious. Nobody's out there killing rabbits and puppies, or nobody's, you know, like going out there molesting children or having affairs. It's a little petty relationship thing.
You have to compromise.
It's a little petty relationship thing. And you should, and you know what? If you broke up, a lot of these people missed those little petty things.
I have to tell you, when young people, like in their 20s, come to me for a session in my office, when I start talking about this stuff, they start rolling their eyes like, oh, my God.
Well, because they're young people.
Yeah, they are, because they got that tickle in the shorts. And that's what's going to keep civilization going.
And, like, by God, they're 21. They've been an adult for 3 years legally, so they know every goddamn thing there is about the universe.
They know everything, and we just know that's it. That's it.
And, like, you're old. You're old. Things are different now. You don't know stuff about life.
Yeah.
All right.
So, anyway, I find the whole process
It is. And, you know, it's funny, and it's cool. And if you're in a relationship, and the biggest things you have complained about are toilet seats up and stuff on the sink, you should consider yourself lucky.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. Even though it pisses you off because it's every day, it's still, you should consider yourself lucky. All right. Enough of the preaching here. Let me get off my soapbox.
And we're really preaching to the choir, I'm sure.
90% of the people here are not these 19, 20-year-olds that we talk about. Because they don't want to call in because they don't want us to tell them something they already know.
They're the breeders.
They already know.
Yeah,
so, but they already
know. Oh, they know everything.
I don't need cards to tell me about life. I am the smartest person ever.
And they're bulletproof.
I'm 24 years old. Oh, my God, I've lived so much in my 6 years of being 18. Yep.
Oh, God. All right, let's move along there, mister.
But we can say that because we've all been there.
Oh, we can.
We've all thought the exact same thing at 19, 20, 24, whatever age. All right, we are going to move on. We go to our people that have been holding forever. Ah, I like it. I like it. We're bouncing around.
Where are we going?
We're going down to the great state. And I do mean great state. The biggest state in the colony of the United States. Not calling Alaska. It's Texas. 254, Texas. Welcome to the show.
Texas, welcome. Glad to have you with us. Who's on the line, please?
This is Gabby.
I knew it was
Gabby. Hey, welcome,
Gabby.
I know we only get you once or twice a week if we're lucky. That's cool.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah.
How are you?
What's up?
I'm fine. I still don't have internet. I try to do like you said, but she was so busy. My house manager is trying to fill in 90 hours of work for people.
Okay. Well,
and
you
so I try to ask her. Dad Monday, she still said no. So I'm still off the no Wi-Fi, but I have a question.
Okay.
Great. What do you got?
Well, I went to church today, and they had these brochures of colleges, and I'm so interested in joining a college, but the last time I went to college, I didn't make it this semester.
How long ago was that?
Yeah.
I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, like 1 or 2 years ago. But I also wanted to talk to Scott Rudin, the guy that I told you about.
You better refresh us.
Yeah, refresh
Scott.
Our memory. We got so many people. Who's Scott Rudin?
Scott Rudin is my producer in Hollywood.
Oh, is this about a manuscript, a transcript or play thing you're writing? What do you call those?
She's writing a script.
Script. God damn it.
I'm writing a soap opera, as I call it.
Okay, and all right, and you wanted to know about that?
Yeah, so I'm just like a little bit on the fence because I know like I didn't do well in college, but the reason why, because I think it was the degree and the classes didn't interest me, plus I'm interested in doing theater, kind of wanted to be a player like Tyler Perry.
Oh, yes, he's fantastic.
I got something
Isn't he?
To say about all that.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead. So
I'll look at your card.
As far as college, people say I didn't do that well 2 or 3 years ago, but two or 3 years can make a big difference on how you go back
and
put your mindset. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm aged now. It's like that 2 or 3 years, you did it. you walked away from it, you kind of regret it. And if you go back, you're going to be more focused, more serious, and you'll realize that when you go to these colleges, sometimes you can explore multiple things. You don't have to. I know people that have walked out with two different, very sophisticated degrees, two engineering degrees. I know a guy at work.
Really?
Yeah. So you can do multiple. Some people have like a major in this and a minor in that. So you could actually pursue two things in college. So you should consider that, I think. And one of them,
okay.
They don't have to be related to each other that much. But I think that two
all
or three
right.
years you had to go by.
Yeah.
You probably learned a lot. Hey, the first time I went to college when I was 18, I'm a pretty smart guy, but I bombed it because I wanted to go to the University of Partyland.
Yeah, he was majoring in party.
I was majoring in let's see how many kegs we can empty.
Time I tried to go to, I went to UWM, like University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and they have this thing called a summer bridge program for freshmen. And I totally didn't focus on the homework or the classes. So I just remember just, like, feeling like I failed my mom because I remember just being like, well, I'm sorry. And I tried to go to college, like, to technical colleges every few years, and that didn't work out. So I'm just like, I'm not so sure. I'm just worried.
You know, Gabby, I'll tell you, your mother is so close to you, and she loves you so dearly. But got to remember, honey, look at where you are. Look at all you've been through. 2-3 years ago, you were a different person.
Right, and you got to remember that. When you make these...
And your mother will support you just about anything. That's how much she loves you.
So when these same decision points come along, and you think like, well, I did this a couple of years ago and I sucked. Well, it's a whole different ballgame now.
You can apply yourself and commit yourself, and I see that it would be very successful. It's just saying. The cards are saying, make sure you pick what interests you, all
right?
Even as a beginning college person, you know, have a clue. What?
But sometimes you can, depending on the college, you can go as a kind of not sure yet because you know there's some basic core classes you have to take no matter what degree you pick. The little English classes, you know, little history classes. So even then, you can tell them, you'll talk to a counselor or some type and say, this is what I'm thinking of, but I'm not 100% sure. And then as you say, well, start out with these classes. You have to take them no matter what you decide anyway.
I agree with him, and it will help you. Each class will help you discover what you really want to do. And
yeah.
You'd be amazed how often taking a history class will come up. You could be, oh, my goodness, I'm trying to think, at some event, let's say, after the Oscars, and you're talking with a bunch of people, a bunch of celebrities, and you hear Matthew McConaughey make a reference to a historical, what do they call them, like a...
an event, yes. An era, a period of time.
And you could be like, oh, Matt, I'm so sorry, but that's not right. It
you
was
know,
actually 1888, not 1868.
And you know what? You can change in the 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to college, I would rather have eaten glass than take history and English classes. But I went back to college again much older, and I was like, this English and history stuff, I like it. I kicked its ass.
Got to tell her about the Scotch.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I should want to know. What do you see on that?
Figuratively banging on his door. Now, you probably need your internet back because I'm not sure that sending a snail mail letter makes you look very savvy.
Nowadays, people don't like that nowadays.
But you should tell him about your personal situation and how you can take what you've been through to turn it into a movie script, possibly a funny sitcom or, you know,
yes, I tell all the young people at my job
is
when you have to go to these other people that need to make a decision for them, don't just ask them, hey, should I do this, yes or no? You write it such that they want to say the answer you want. You ask and say, here's what I got. Don't you think I should do this? If you write it like that, then
you're right.
You draw them in. They're like, ooh, I think she's right.
Yeah, so you'll learn the ropes, honey. You will.
And keep working on that internet. Just don't be a pest. Don't go like twice a day, say, I need internet, internet. Just do every so often. Say, you know, everything's going cool. Everything's good. I think maybe we should
How
talk about that internet thing.
How are you
like
to go forward with your future?
So I got some stuff. I want to go to college and trying to better myself. So I got to get this internet back eventually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be a pest.
Okay.
Right, real quick, I like this. This is your healing angel card, and it's a good one. Subject is creative potential.
What?
Your subject is creative potential.
Look at that.
You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is a sea. Bad typing. Life is a sea. I'll fix it. Life is a sea of creative potential, just waiting to be expressed through you. You're free to express all of your heart's desire.
I think that's awesome for you.
So I think that's kind of saying that your path you're looking at is probably right now the right path.
Yes, I do too.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Well, and thank you for holding for many moons. I know it's hard for you, especially where you are and all the phone situations. So thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good day.
God bless you, Gabby.
Call us back and give us updates. I like this college thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too. I think it'll be a marvelous step forward.
I think you're pursuing the right thing.
Tell that.
All right.
Yeah, you got to have the internet even to go to college.
Take care,
to apply to college. To do all that college stuff you got to do, you have to have the internet. You got to.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I love hearing from her.
Yep. All right, we're going to area code 423, which is the great state of Tennessee. 423, is this you, Luna?
Yeah, it's Luna.
Hi, Luna.
She held patiently basically two nights because she didn't make it last night.
Yeah, that's right. We had technical issues.
But then she got on not right away, and we blew up the last two nights. So, all right, Luna, we're all yours.
Hella.
All right, well, this Friday is the two-year anniversary of when Amber passed away. And a couple nights ago, I was just scanning through channels, and it came on it's MTV Classic playing, like, classic rock videos, and her song was playing. And then all of a sudden, where I have a tribute tattoo to her on my leg, it started hurting, and then I felt cold around me. So I'm guessing she's around, so I was wanting to see if she had a message for me.
Oh, all right, honey, we'll look.
Good question. And because I'm an inquiring mind and I watch all these VH1 MTV Classic, what was the video?
Cherry Pie by Warrant.
She's my cherry pie. Oh, yeah, classic.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember it well. Oh, yeah, that was like, late 80s, early 90s? Is that what that was?
I think it was either 88 or 89.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yes, it sounds very familiar. That was a blurry time because I was on the Starship USS Partyland in the late 80s and early 90s. So there's lots of blurriness there. In the Navy, thousands of squids all running around partying in domestically and abroad. So anyway, go ahead. Speaking of abroad, but all right. Lots of abroad when you're abroad. Go ahead, Deb.
All right, Tim. Who put a nickel in him?
Who put a nickel in the Nickelodeon?
Oh, that's right.
It was Tanya.
All right, let's see what Amber's got to say.
Word up on that.
And share with you. And I'm going to say some to everybody as soon as we're done. Well, actually, I should say it before I forget it.
Yes.
Oh, you am. No, I was going to say, Luna, you've got so much to look forward to as you age.
What does that mean?
You can tell stories over and over.
Oh, she means not so much what the cards are saying, just because of where we are.
Not remembering things.
Oh, yeah. Or you have that selective memory. So.
Okay, everybody, I want you to try to pay attention this week for whatever shows up in front of you. Could be on Facebook. I noticed. And how many people out there do? I bet a lot of you. I could be flipping through Facebook, and I see meme after meme that's speaking, like, totally to me. And I'm thinking, wow, how does it know? Well, maybe it doesn't, but maybe my spirit needed that. Or it'll be on TikTok, and you watch these TikToks, and it's like the people in them know exactly what you're going through. That is showing up for you. You know, if we all remember that we create our own reality, it doesn't have to be horrible and miserable. It can also be filled with moments of great insight and knowledge and wisdom. And that's the end of my little soapbox letter.
Are you getting off your soapbox?
Yeah, I'm getting off.
And back to Luna's reading. Well, you were still kind of about it, though.
Luna.
Yeah.
She loves you so much. Oh, my God, I could sit here and cry.
Don't do it.
Looking at it.
Do not cry.
Look at this gem.
What am I looking
at? This is she wanted to know about Amber.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
specifically
this is
her
Amber.
Question.
Yeah, this is Amber, and this is the love that Amber has to, and she surrounds Luna with it. I think she guards you like an angel. Mm-hmm. She really does, honey. So, oh, that girl thinks the world of you, even though she's not in the world anymore. But her, you know, remember, they're right here with us. It's just a different dimension.
Okay.
Of, you know, they've passed over to another dimension. But they're still,
sure.
We just can't really see.
Our brains can't comprehend that stuff.
No, but she's telling me right now intuitively, no matter where you ever go, she's going to be right there with you. Right there with you. That's beautiful.
That is a good one. It should be comforting. And she kind of knew that. That's why she asked about it, about watching the video on TV and stuff. Yeah.
They are comforting. And at the office at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, the other ladies that I've worked with, they would tell me insights they were getting about Daryl. And in the moment, it felt wonderful. And then a little later, it would feel so sad that he couldn't be here to say it to me personally.
The coin has two sides. There's like, oh, that's cool. But it's like, damn, that means they're not coming back.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, when you said about the TikTok videos and stuff, I was scrolling through the other day, and I can't remember the whole thing that it said, but it's like, I haven't heard your voice in years, and my heart still has conversations with you, and that hit me really hard. I started crying. I was like, God, aww. It's two weeks away, and that had to come across.
But not all tears are bad tears.
No, a lot of them are.
No.
Tears.
Yes, none of them are. It's a love thing that overflows.
Yeah, never.
The cup overfloweth of love and they come out in tears. That's
never
all.
Doubt that she really cares for you.
Right.
I believe you'll see her again. I wouldn't be surprised. She'll be the one waiting for you in the light many, many years from now.
Oh, yeah, many moons from now that you can't even fathom.
And she'll have a joke on her lips.
All right.
It's just like you, isn't it, Luna, to take forever to get here.
But she would be smiling.
Oh, she would.
Yeah. All right. Your healing angel card reading is love. The heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love. All is worthwhile for love. May all you think and feel reflect love's eternal truth.
That's amazing.
Which is what this is all about. What we
talked
about. That
fits perfectly.
No, I'm glad that worked out for you with your reading.
Yeah, she basically held for a show and a half. She didn't make it last night.
Yeah.
She didn't get in right away and the show blew up. So we're glad you got through, Luna.
Yeah, hon.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to tell you guys, I got my son's test results from Friday, and I haven't gotten a call from the doctor yet, but it said that the bacteria is not growing anymore. So I think the antibiotics took care of it. And he goes to his stomach doctor tomorrow, so we'll find out what's going on there.
Oh, I'm so happy and relieved for you.
You know, people, you know, sometimes get all pissed off about antibiotics and pills, but they do save lives.
They do, you know, if all else fails, you got
to especially when you know it's a bacteria. That's when they kick ass.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and this could have hurt his kidney, so I'm glad. But thank you, guys.
Oh, we're always here.
Yeah, we're glad she's always here, even if she doesn't get through on the phone.
I know. I love
that. We appreciate that.
Thank you, honey. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's from the Volunteer State, Tennessee.
Is that what it is?
Yep. All right. Let's move on to our next caller. Let me see if that caller's still here. I know we had people coming and going.
Oh,
we do.
This got shorter.
Yeah, it did. Everybody bounces around. It's 919. That should be North Carolina. Welcome, 919.
Hello, and welcome.
Hello.
Hi, who is this we're speaking with?
This is Kay. I am in Georgia. I do have a North Carolina number.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, we always get that wrong.
And I remember you.
No, no worries. No worries. I just wanted to confirm something with you, and then I have a quick question. I did get the job. You said it felt strong. Yes, I got the call. As a matter of fact, I got the call the next day. And I got the offer. Yes, so my start date is the 31st. Really proud about that.
Week for Monday, week
yeah,
from tomorrow.
Yeah, well, good for you.
A Halloween, cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, my question is, I've met this lady, and it's actually going pretty well and getting to know each other, and I'm just trying to see, where do you see this going? I'm at a point in my life now, it's like I'm not about trying to waste a lot of time, but it is enjoyable.
All right. I got a few questions. How did you meet? Because that sometimes matters. Obviously, it sounds like you physically met, right?
No, we have not physically met yet, but we do talk on the phone. We have FaceTime on the phone, and she has two daughters that live here in Georgia. She lives in California, and she will be coming here next month, in December, but she's retiring here.
Oh, so she's right now on the other coast, but she plans on physically, permanently moving very soon because she's retiring, right?
Yes, and that was way before she met me. That was already in place.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's promising because sometimes those long-distance things, you never know if they're ever going to move, but you at least got that going for you. All right, the cards are going down.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. She's saying this with a smile, so it's not a bad omen.
Okay, good.
They don't know that.
I was
going
over to my computer to look at the face.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know so you wouldn't freak out.
This looks like a really good match. Really good match.
Oh,
wow. And the two of them have so much in common. I mean, it's like they blend together beautifully.
Sounds like she already knew that because they FaceTime and do all that stuff so much.
Yeah, this could turn into something very long-lasting for you.
Kind of like winning the spiritual lottery.
Yes, it is.
It's so funny because I'll say this real quickly. I was manifesting, lighting my pink candles, praying to get out of my depression, and I just said, God, your will. I just stopped aligning things that I wanted, and I just said, God, your will. And I got this job that I would have never thought of. And now her.
And now you've got her.
And, you know, a lot of people should listen to this that are out there on Facebook. In other words, if you actually have faith in something, it doesn't have to be a certain religion, but if you have true faith and you try to manifest it, that's an example of how it can happen.
And I've been asked, people have said in interviews with me, what is the one word that you would attribute to these readings that you convey with the readings? And that word is hope. As long as we have hope, we are going to make it. It may not be that by our own design, like you're saying, Kay, but it will come by divine intervention.
And with hope comes faith.
All of that.
And manifestation, they all tie together. If you become hopeless, then it's not likely that anything's going to take you out of your you can never become hopeless. It's easier said than done.
The rest of the cards look fantastic to me. I really think this is a match.
I think you're confirming what she already knew, which is good. And know what? We get that a lot from callers. They have questions, but they kind of know the answer. They just want a backup answer.
I think they
I mean, taking the fact that I talked to you guys about the job and you felt strongly about it, which I knew, and I appreciate that. I really do. But you spoke that, and then your words were, I want you to keep positive, but stay prayerful on it. And then the next day I got the call. So I was like, okay, one, I had to call in and get that testimony. I had to.
Yep. That's the way it goes. It really does.
So she obviously is the huge believer in faith and manifestation and positive thinking. Yeah. It's worked out a couple times now, it looks like.
I love it. Now, wait till
healing
card.
Oh, yes, the healing angel card. Let me break out.
Should I sit down?
The healing angel cards aren't the ones that are going to knock you on the floor. The healing angel cards, they are very, except, you know, every once in a while somebody gets one with the subject of the angel itself. And here hers is. Ooh, Archangel Gabriel is your subject.
That's a good angel.
You will soon receive some positive news.
The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak truth lovingly without fear.
That's good.
It's almost like
wow.
It's almost like it said what Deb said. Is what that basically said. Our,
yeah.
Our sister Gabriel said, yeah, what Deb said. We're on board with that.
Well,
thank you so much.
You know, there's that thing, this is for everybody. There's that term they use in movie making called fade to black. You remember watching movies?
Well, the old days, it went like this.
Yeah, it was like a circle that went,
yeah, that's the only special effect
they
had.
Yeah.
Black, yeah. And then the next thing, it's like a
it would do this, or it might even, or it would do this sometimes to the next scene.
I have found that when we find ourselves in fade to black, we are being set up for a great breakthrough. And you
wow.
are living proof of that. I've got good
wow.
goosebumps from this.
Well, I did too, just when you just said that. Wow.
Well,
I got goosebumps on that.
But she acted on it.
Yeah, you put it
wow.
in.
You actually believed, you manifested, and especially this time around, you lit candles. I mean, your faith is strong.
Yes,
what,
yes.
And we're not saying you have to be Christian. We're saying your faith in whatever
right,
your
right.
power is strong.
Yeah,
yep.
you've
right.
got a beautiful yes. path ahead, Kay. So please,
thank
stay in touch
so
from time to time. We'd love that.
Sure. Well, you know, we're here a gazillion times a week.
Yeah.
Right. Blessings
right.
to you both. I will definitely stay in contact.
And bless you, too.
Yeah,
take
we're glad
care.
Everything is working out great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
You.
Bye-bye, honey. That was awesome. Yeah, I guess.
You ready?
For?
We are sorry, folks.
Yeah.
The time has come. We don't end on the hour at 8 because we don't cut somebody off, but we got some commitments.
So we have to attend to.
And before we even play the closing, let's let our Blog Talk folks know. Tomorrow is News for the Soul.
Yes, on newsforthesoul.com.
So you Blog Talkers, which we have on hold.
Yeah, which is on Blog Talk Radio.
Right, so you, but don't look for our show. Look for the Psychic Love Doctor show on News for the Soul,
yeah.
which will be at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, it will. So an
every
hour
Monday.
Earlier, and those of you that did not get on the air, try to join us tomorrow as soon as you can.
You can call. Blog Talk opens the lines for calling at 50 minutes before showtime start.
Yes.
Not early. If you call in too early, they'll tell you, yeah, you called in too early. But they will tell you 15 minutes you call in. So at 5:44 or 46 Eastern Standard Time, you can call in and get on the queue.
All right, Blog Talkers.
Goodbye, Jim.